Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Keswick Theater. This evening's performance will begin momentarily. Several brief announcements in the meantime. As you came in, you were given programs by your ushers, listing upcoming concerts and other events. The box office will reopen at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning for the sale of tickets to all of those events, including a second night on August 15th by This Evening's Star. If your name isn't already on the Keswick email list, go to our website at keswicktheater.com and sign up there so that you get very first word about newly confirmed shows here before we announce them to the general public. We do wish to remind you that this evening's performance will be presented with no intermission. Also, there are special effects incorporating smoke, which we're required to announce for medical reasons. In accordance with township ordinances, in the event of any type of emergency, which might require evacuation of the auditorium, we do request those of you seated in the front half to please use the side exits, and those of you in the second half to please use the main exit. Thank you very much for being here with us tonight. Once again, the performance will begin momentarily.
It's a huge hot dog.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
Here's Johnny. Are you ready for Weird Al Yankovic?
Weird Al Yankovic.
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 Mr. Al Yankovic.
Thank you.
No cigar. Mission Shiva, Wolfman, a billionaire, bikini supermodel, astrophysicist. Yeah, she was for free, she made Charlize Theron look like a big fat slobbering pig. The only caveat is one of her earlobes was just a little tiny bit too big. I said, hey, are we doing government work here?
Before the show tonight and said, Alan, could you do a song where the lyrics are comprised entirely out of palindromes? And I said, well, okay, just for you. This is a song called Bob.
I'm an Enrico, a German am I. Never out or even if I had a high five. Madam, I'm Adam, too hot to hoot. No lemons, no madam, too bad I get a boot. Piece of bonnet, no basil. What a song was wrong. Was it a car or a cat I saw? Rise to boaster, you geese see God. You nine men interpret, nine men I nod. Rats live on no evil star. What blows we both now, race fast a car. Pawns as sad minds as selfish as I am. May your moody baby do my yam.
Today we're pleased to have as our special guest, the one and only, Miss Jessica Simpson.
My name's Jessica Sampson.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Jessica Simpson.
Jessica Sampson.
Okay, well, welcome to LTV, Jessica Sampson. And you can just call me Wired Al Yankovich. Anyway, let's start off by discussing your role in the feature film Employee of the Month. Now,
I don't know if I really want to talk about it.
Really? Okay, then, let's talk about your latest album.
I just would rather not.
Your concert tour?
Mm-hmm.
All right, then, shall we just discuss the intimate details of your sex life?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite position?
P. Diddy style. You know what I mean?
No, not really. That would be what exactly?
Back to back.
How would that even... Well, as long as you're happy with it.
You know, we couldn't be more pleased with our position than we are right now.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, but your lip gloss is blinding me. Can you tone it down or something?
Nope.
Do you have any future career goals?
You know, like, I want to be a legitimate movie star. I want to start a career that will last as long as I want it to.
No. I mean, do you have any realistic goals? You know, something you can actually achieve?
I want to be at home and actually be able to learn how to do my laundry.
Still kind of a stretch, but I think that would be a good thing for you to shoot for. Anyway, let's change the subject. I hear you just got the cutest, sweetest, brand new little puppy dog. How's that working out for you?
I am shooting it in April.
Oh. By the way, I noticed you were frantically running to the bathroom right before this interview started. Is everything okay?
I wanted to have another number one.
You just couldn't hold it, huh?
Uh-uh.
Hey, maybe we could do a movie together sometime.
We will never do a movie together.
Come on, we should do something together.
But not a movie.
Why not? Think of the chemistry. What am I good at?
Singing funny.
And what are you good at?
Acting stupid.
See, it's a great match. What do you say?
Nah, I just don't feel comfortable.
Okay, forget the whole movie thing. How about if I just strap you naked to a chair and cover you with cheese?
Cheese?
Yeah, cheese. You want it all over you?
All over.
Yeah, I bet you do. I bet you want that cheese. Say, could I ask a favor?
I don't mind.
Could you please touch my poodle?
We're not gonna touch that.
Touch it! Touch my poodle! Touch my poodle!
Okay, enough already.
Come on, just touch it one time. One time.
It's just one time.
You touched it! You touched my poodle! Thank you for touching my poodle! Did you know that the poodle is the largest mammal on Earth?
I didn't even know that.
It's true! And this particular poodle is the governor of California.
I didn't know that he was.
I guess that wraps up our interview then. But I want to give a sincere thank you to our special guest, Jessica Simpson.
Jessica Sampson.
For being here on LTV. It's all about the beans, baby.
Go about the prisoner. sheets. Got them all printed out on my bed sheets. My new computer got the clock rock, but it was obsolete before I opened the box. You see, it had your desktop for over a week. So back up, oh wait, man, it's an antique. Your laptop is a month old? Well, that's great. If you can use a knife, heavy paperweight. My digital media is right protected. Every virus tested, no virus is detected. A beta test in every operating system. Game processor and others I diss them. Well, your computer's crashing, mine's multitasking. It does all my work without me even asking. Got a 5-3 monitor, 4 inches wide. How much is it yourself? Educate on the side. In a 32 bit world, you're a 2D user. You've got your own root group, I'll pull a loser. Your motherboard runs when you try to send a fax. When you get your CPU and a box of Cracker Jack, play me online where you know that I'll beat you. If I ever beat you, I'll control all the leads you want.
You are beautiful!
I know.
Say, Mariah, your voice sounds a little dry. Can I offer you a drink?
Okay.
There you go. Just what you needed. A nice, refreshing cup of warm monkey spit. So, Mariah Carey. Carey. That's a Japanese name, isn't it?
No.
Huh. Where are you from originally?
Japan.
I see.
Man, I think I love you guys!
Well, I guess we should just jump right into the interview here. Is there anything you'd like to do before we get started?
I want to play golf. I want to have a child. I want to drive my own car. I want to cook. I want to go to the groceries and buy my own toy.
I'm afraid we don't have time for anything like that. What I meant was, can I get you a drink or something?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we're all out of drinks! Anyway, Celine, let's get caught up a little. How are things going with you these days?
I'm always losing my boyfriends. I'm always crying. I'm always bare feet. I'm always miserable, and I'm always crying, and I'm always alone in the world.
Yee-haw! So, Celine.
Sweet, sweet Celine. What's your favorite number?
I don't know, but it not 14.
Me neither. I hate 14! Ah! What a stupid number! Anyway, you probably don't like talking about this, but I hear you had a very traumatic experience when you were very young. Your family went on a safari one year, and your parents were captured and eaten by cannibals.
I could smell the cooking of my mother.
That must have been just horrible.
It was fun.
What?
Great, great fun.
Okay, moving on.
Accidents happen when people aren't being careful. But we can all live safely if we just follow a few simple rules. First, make sure your shoelaces are tied nice and tight. Otherwise, you could trip and fall and poke your eye out. Never play with matches. They're very, very dangerous. If you find any matches, have your parents eat them so you won't be tempted to play with them. Tricycles are also very dangerous. You could break your neck. If you have to ride a bike, make sure to ride it really, really slowly. Or better yet, why not turn your bicycle over and pedal it upside down? It's also a good idea to check for bombs planted by commie spies. Make sure you wave hello to pedestrians before you run them over. School is a dangerous place too, so keep a brick in your desk just in case. Never drink through your nose. That's a sure way to drown. And whenever possible, walk down the right side of the hall. That way you won't bump into any nerds walking the other way. Also, when going down a staircase, be careful that your ghost doesn't trip and fall and break his neck. And make sure you tie yourself into bed at night so you don't fall off. Safety is important for grown-ups, too. For example, on the highway, make sure you find a long, straight stretch of road before you fall asleep at the wheel. Always come to a complete stop before changing the radio station. If you're in an accident and you're not wearing a seatbelt, try to block the fall with your forehead. And never drive anywhere with a rabid wolverine in your pants. Follow these few simple rules, and you're well on your way to a safer, healthier you.
Suffering from delusions of adequacy.
Here with the ever-controversial Madonna for a rare glimpse inside the woman who has virtually redefined pop culture. Say hello, Madonna.
Hello, hello, hello.
First of all, let's review some of your earlier film work. I thought you were really good in A League of Their Own.
Me too.
Now, you got to work with Rosie O'Donnell in that movie, and I guess you became pretty good friends with her. What's she really like?
She's very destructive. She can be very destructive, but at the same time, She has many arms and many legs, and she makes life. She has like an empty stomach, like a womb sort of carved out, and she takes energy and turns it into life, and she kind of does both.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for our viewing audience?
Life advice?
Yeah, whatever.
You have to be much more, independent in your thinking. And you have to make sure that what you do is what you want to do. Because if happiness lies in your own hand, and you make that realization and you realize that you can't rely on other people for it and other things,
what are you looking at? There's nothing up there.
To me, that means that...
Okay, shut up.
Wait a minute. Ross and Charlie, Joey and Rachel, Phoebe and Mike, we're the only people living with the same person we came with.
That's not true. I came with Monica, and I'm leaving with Weird Al.
And can you do this?
I couldn't do that.
I thought you were Boneless Stevie, the circus freak.
That ain't me.
Really? Oh, sorry, my bad.
Oh, hey there. You know, a lot of people say to me, they say, Al, you're a popular, successful recording artist, but what exactly are you doing to give back to the community? Well, and I'm a very giving person, and there's so many things I could mention, but one of my favorites is, every day, about this time, I go up to one of the highest rooftops in downtown Los Angeles, and I hand out fruits and vegetables to the people on the street. Okay, here comes the banana! You ready? Here it comes! Catch it! Catch it!
But do you mind if I check you out? I like your skeletal structure. It'd be your ectomorph, no doubt. Your face is real symmetrical, and your nostrils are so nice. I wish that I was cross-eyed, girl, so I could see you twice. Oh, girl, you smell like Fritos. You're so hot, you're gonna melt. Feel your elastic in my underwear. I bet you're magically delicious, like a bowl of Lucky Charms. You look like Venus de Milo. If I just cut off your arms, but I'm tired of this. I wanna be your lover, baby. I need somebody to love. You know I just wanna be your lover, baby. Now I need somebody to love.
Your bracket, oh, let my lava flow all over you.
your beef burrito. Am I making this perfectly clear? I wanna be your love torpedo. Are you picking up the subtle innuendo here? Forward, but do you mind if I chew on your butt? You can tell me truthfully, am I a steaming hunk of loving or what? There just aren't enough O's in smooth to describe how smooth I am. Maybe you see my picture, it's in the dictionary under Kablam. My lips are ready to whisper. Your first space. You must have fallen from heaven. That would explain how you messed up your face. Well, how'd you get through security? But baby, you're the bomb. I'd like to take you home right now so you can meet my mom, because I.
To AL-TV. Right now it's time for our exclusive interview with Mr. Marshall Mathers, also known as Eminem, also known as The Real Slim Shady, also known as Missy Misdemeanor Elliot. We'll follow his startling transformation from hardcore ALF fan to hardcore rapper. This is indeed a pleasure. Marshall, welcome to AL-TV. I'm sorry, should I call you Marshall or Missy?
Marshall, you know what I'm saying?
Well, Marshall it is then. Hope it wasn't out of line to ask.
No, it wasn't. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. Because, you know, I wouldn't want you to be offended.
And I'm not. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes!
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I told you!
You know what I'm saying?
Look,
you know what I'm saying?
I said,
you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
You know what I'm saying?
Yes! Yes! I know what you're saying, alright?
Whatever.
Anyway, thanks for being on the show. You know, we've had a lot of great guests dropping by. Have you ever met Celine Dion?
I have felt like killing her before.
Well, obviously, we all have. Ever felt like killing anybody else?
You know, most of my family members.
That's nice. Which reminds me, do you feel that you owe at least part of your success to the loving support that your family has given you over the years?
I don't owe nobody in my family nothing.
You don't owe nobody in your family nothing? Wow, that's a triple negative. Does that mean that you do owe somebody in your family something?
It's like, it's up to you to decide, you know.
So, tell me, Marshall, how do you feel about censorship in music?
I feel like, You know, I really believe in freedom of speech. I can't even stress that enough. I feel like, especially artistic expression, you know, I believe an artist should be an artist and be able to say whatever he wants to say, whether you think it's good or bad, you know.
Uh-huh. So you think, for example, if somebody wanted to do, oh, I don't know, a parody of somebody else's video, they should be able to artistically express themselves and just do it? I'm just busting your chops. I know you said I couldn't do a video for my Lose Yourself parody, but hey, you know, it's your choice.
Yeah, exactly. So,
just between you and me, though, don't you think my version of the song is just a little bit better than yours?
That's kind of what pisses me off.
You know, I have to admit, I was a little bit nervous about doing this interview.
Relax, guy. I like gay men, you know.
That's great, but I'm not gay.
I don't believe that.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not. What, do you find me attractive or something?
Maybe I do.
Wait, are you hitting on me?
Yeah. You don't have anything to say?
Well, I'm flattered, I guess, but I'm just really not interested. Why don't you go hit on Brad Pitt or something?
Yeah, he's cute, but isn't he married, though?
Look, I'm sorry if you got the wrong impression. I just asked you here so I could interview you. That's all.
Well, what the f***? This is, you know, this is bullshit to me.
You've got a little potty mouth, don't you?
I don't believe that nobody cannot swear.
You don't believe that nobody cannot swear? Wow, another triple negative. Does that mean that you do believe that somebody... Oh, never mind. So, how do you feel about clean rappers like Will Smith?
I used to respect Will Smith. And when he came out and started talking about, you know, he dissed the whole gender of rap.
The whole gender of rap? Are you sure you don't mean genre? I don't want to second guess you or anything. You are the Oscar-winning, critically acclaimed wordsmith and all. So, you're a big fan of the gender of rap then, are you?
That is one of the most influential musics out there.
Very well spoken. Well, speaking of rap, we're going to have to wrap up this little interview. You know, I'm actually free after the show. Do you want to maybe go out and do something later?
We'll get some decent looking dudes and we'll...
No, Marshall, I told you I'm not into that. How about if we just go bowling instead?
All right.
Great. Well, thanks for coming on the show. And by the way, in case you didn't know, I'm just playing, Marshall. You know I love you.
Right.
We'll be right back.
But the only question with me
and gentlemen, there's no reason to play this song.
Feeling pretty down till my girlfriend came around.
just so alike in every way, I gotta say. In fact, I just thought I might pop the question there that night. I was kissing her so tenderly, but woe is me. Who would have guessed from their wooden crest, I suddenly spy tattooed on her thigh, son of a gun, that's just like the one on me. Tell me, how was I supposed to know we were both related? Believe me, if I knew she was my cousin, we never would have dated. What to do now? Should I go ahead and propose and get hips and have kids with a loving token? Move to Alabama where the kind of things are tolerated. No.
Necka, necka, hiney, hiney, ho. He shouts at this girl's door, and I just wife. He never asked for sugar. He's hardly ever meal. But if you want to haggle, oil makes you such a deal. People used to stop. Now they say, Marlo, stop. He's got a job. Mind your job. He's worth the job. There's a midian in a Volvo with his bride song behind me. I lean out the window and scream, hey, what you trying to do, blind me? My wife says maybe we should park. We could just go eat inside. I said I'm wearing bunny slippers, so I ain't leaving this ride. And now a woman on a speaker box is saying, can I take your order, please? I say, yes, indeed, you certainly can. We'd like two hamburgers with onions and cheese. Then my wife said, baby, hold on. Chicken sandwich instead this time. But you always get a cheeseburger. She says that's not what I'm hungry for. I put my head in my hands and scream, I don't know who you are anymore. The voice on the speaker says, I don't have all day. I said, then take her order and we'll be on our way. I wanna get a chicken sandwich and I want a cheeseburger too. She's like, you want onions on that? I'm like, yeah, I already said that I do. Plus we need curly fries, and don't you dare forget it. And two medium root beers, no, just one was split. Then I said, I'm guessing that you're probably not too bright. So read me back my order, let's make sure you got it right. She says, one, you want a chicken sandwich? Two, you want a cheeseburger? Three, curly fries and a large root beer. Stop, don't go no further. I never ordered a large root beer. A special, I supersized you at no charge. Oh, oh, and that's all I could say was oh. And she says, now there's something else that I really think you should know. You can have unlimited refills for just a quarter more. I said, great, except we're in the drive-thru, so what would I want that for? And she says, wait a minute, your voice sounds so familiar. Hey, is this Paul? My wife is all right, no, that ain't Paul. Now tell me, who's this Paul? She says, oh, he's just some guy who goes to school with me. I sat behind him last year and I copied off of him in geometry. I said, I know a guy named Paul. He used to be my plumber. He was prematurely bald and he moved to Pittsburgh last summer. He also had bladder problems and a really bad infection in his toe. And she says, Mr. Please, you can stop right there. There's way more. And then we both were quiet, and things got real intense. And then she says, next window, please, that'll be $5.82. So we inched ahead in line, moving painfully slow. I got a little more, so I turned on the radio. I sat there quietly for her sake. Then I looked at her and she looked back at me. And I said, I think you have something in your teeth. She turned away from me and then turned back and said, did I get it? I said, yeah, well, I mean most of it. But hey, you know, don't sweat it. Then she said, how about now? I said, yeah, almost. There's still a little bit there, but don't worry. It's probably just a piece of toast. Put my hand in my pocket. I can't believe there's no wallet.
Some are chillin' and some are pining. It doesn't matter the fit for a frat. Just eat it.
Maybe the most important award of the evening. Let's watch, shall we?
Waiting for tonight. Oh, when you would be here in my arms.
Jennifer Lopez, Waiting for Tonight.
So fast, so cold, and I'm all alone.
Enrique Iglesias, Be With You. Faith Hill, Breathe. D'Angelo, Untitled.
You'll never guess who finally showed up. Keith Richards, I can't believe it. Keith, what took you so long? You were supposed to be in the last segment with Mick. You're late.
The later, the greater.
yeah. So what's the deal? How come you're so late?
You know, again,
What?
Shoulda ding, bit a bang, bit a boom, figure it out.
Okay. Well, what do you say? Let's get this interview started.
Hey, here we are, here we go. UFO.
Now, Keith, tell the truth. This might sound strange, but do you have I Love Weird Al tattooed on the inside of your lower lip?
Well, that's quite a question.
Yeah, well, if you don't, then prove it. So it was just one of those crazy rumors. Say, Keith, how do you feel about Mick Jagger's body odor?
It's, I've almost got used to it, but you never quite do.
I'm told that the one thing that you love doing when you're traveling around is going to the zoo. You like zoos?
Me? Oh, I've seen thousands of them.
So, what does Keith Richards do when he's at the zoo?
Open the cage, let the animals out.
But, isn't that illegal? Okay. I was just wondering if...
Open the cage, let them out.
Yeah, I got it.
Next week on Year 62... He's back. And this time, he's mad. Gandhi 2. No more Mr. Passive Resistance. He's out to kick some butt. This is one bad mother you don't want to mess with.
Good move, Sling Boy.
He's a one-man wrecking crew. But he also knows how to party.
Give me a steak, medium rare.
Hey, Bob!
There is only one law. His law. Gandhi 2.
Thanks so much for coming on the show. Welcome.
Ah, sure, and Big Gara, the top of the morning.
You can just say hello.
Hello?
Paul, you're acting stupid.
Oh, I'm really sorry, I do that sometimes.
Now, what did I say? You start acting silly, and you don't get your cookie at the end of the show.
I'm holding you on.
Okay, then. Just be good.
Okay, yeah, you go and you tell me what to do. I don't know what's going on.
All right, cheer up. So, how's it going, Paul?
Everything's vibrating, dude.
Anyway, what kind of music do you listen to these days? Do you like jazz or maybe classical?
I don't like jazz. I don't like classical.
I see.
So what kind of music are you listening to? John Tesh. What else?
Boom, 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 boom.
Sex Pistols. Let's talk about the old days. Now, I hear you used to be quite popular with the females.
Not just humans either.
Let's change the subject.
Hi, my name is Alan, and I'll be your waiter this afternoon.
Hi, Al. Can we call you Weird Al?
I'd imagine so.
Bobby, what's the idea of acting up in class?
Acting out, Mr. Hill. We call it acting out.
I just sang a song parody, Dad. Like Weird Al Yankovic.
Bobby, Al Yankovic blew his brains out in the late 80s after people stopped buying his records. He's not worth getting into trouble over.
So I said to Weird Al Yankovic, Weird? That's what his friends call him, Weird.
Can we try a little experiment? I just want to see if you're actually capable of opening your eyes all the way. Go ahead, try it. Just open up your eyes as wide as you possibly can. That's good. A little wider. Almost there.
And you came down here to get the hot story, didn't you? Pictures of me to sell your lousy newspaper.
Frank.
Sure, you think I'm a big hero, the man of the hour. Well, do any of you understand how a man can hurt inside?
Frank, they're not here for you. Weird Al Yankovic is on the plane.
Midichlorians were off the scale, and
Jedi. We gotta ride back to Naboo, 'cause Queen Amidala wanted to. I frankly would have liked to stay. We all fought in that epic war, and it wasn't long at all before little Hotshot flew his plane and saved the day. And in the end, some Gungans died, some ships blew up and some pilots fried, a lot of folks were croaking, the battle droids were broken. And the Jedi I admire most met up with Darth Maul, and now he's toast. Well, I'm still here and he. I guess I'll train this boy. And I was singing, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. He left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. We were singing, my, the tyrannican guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. He left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying soon I'm gonna be a Jedi.
Yeah. din din da dit dit da tiddy dit na giddy teeter cut teeter gutty in a da tiddy dit na giddy teeter cut teeter gutty in a da tiddy dit na giddy teeter cut teeter gutty in a da din da da din din da na tin tin na da din din da boom shaka laka laka boom shaka laka laka pork hum 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 hum
Everybody.
Like you have a hard time making up your mind sometimes?
No, well, yeah.
So, tell me something interesting.
About music or about anything?
Whatever.
Nobody really pays any attention to me anyway.
What? I'm sorry.
People just don't pay attention.
I'm so angry at my idiotic barber. Think I'll stay in here till it grows out a little. Got a lousy haircut, a really stupid haircut. What a silly haircut, I can't believe this haircut.
Justin, you got a little something on your... So, do you have any motto in life?
I just think if you're gonna do something, if you put out 150%, then you can always expect 100% back.
But then you wind up losing 50%. What a stupid motto.
I mean...
Your motto sucks! Anyway, now that Brittany's gone, tell us, what's she really like?
Oh, they're big. They're bigger than big.
What?
They're big. They're large. They're colossal.
I am just a little offended here. How can you objectify a woman like that? I mean, how would you like it if we started talking about your, you know?
Oh, it's big. Oh, it's real big.
Oh, brother. Justin, we gotta go.
Big.
Faces filled with joy and cheer. What a magical time of year. Howdy ho, it's Weasel Stomping Day. Put your Viking helmet on.
and down the street, crushing weasels beneath their feet.
Why we do it, who can say?
But it's such a festive holiday, so let the stomping fun begin. Bash their weasels, go right in. It's tradition that makes it okay.
Hey everyone, it's weasel stomping.
We'll have some fun on weasel stomping.
Put down your gun, it's weasel stomping day.
It's weasel stomping day.
Weasel stomping day.
Could... Never mind.
Come on.
Well, I was just thinking maybe we could get together and write something for your next album.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really open to any kind of collaborative thing.
Really? Well, let's try something right now. How about if you come up with some lyrics and I'll try to put it to music?
That'd be really groovy if you could.
All right, let's do it. We need some words. Just say the first profound thing that pops into your head. Just throw out some lyrics. Anything.
We all have cell phones, so come on. Let's get real.
Where did that come from? That's brilliant! Okay, let's see.
We all have cell phones, so come on, let's get real. We all have cell phones, so come on, let's get real. Cell phones, let's get real.
Hey, I heard you do this at a party once. You gotta do it. This is great. Do your impression of a truck backing up. Watch this.
Beep, beep, beep.
Oh, that was amazing! Do it again, please. Come on! Truck backing up! Truck backing up! Truck backing up!
What's your problem?
What's your problem?
You know, why are you people so stupid?
Why are you people so bald?
What is it? You guys can fly?
We're the Blue Falcon, Don Knotts, and Weird Al Yankovic. We can do anything!
Is it hard for you going through life as a midget? Or, I'm sorry, do you prefer a little person?
I'm not one of those people.
Oh, my bad. I got your questions mixed up with Prince.
Whatever.
But now that I brought it up, have you ever secretly wanted to be a midget?
I don't ever want to be one of those people.
Are you sure? Okay, now, can you just ramble incoherently for a while about something that nobody cares about?
And everyone, and I said, you know, this is what I have to get these kind of guys. And no one can, like, find the kind of guys and you're gonna connect. It's like...
Great, that's perfect, thanks. Okay, now, do your impression of one of those automatic lawn sprinkler things.
Okay, stop.
That's great, I love that. What else? Well, I'm drawing a blank. What else would you like me to ask you?
Some stupid question about my butt crack.
Okay. Is it a big butt crack or a small butt crack?
Like, it's average.
Have you given your butt crack a name, like Bob?
What?
Yeah!
Homer, I think you should see this.
Homie, I tried to tell you how I feel, but I can't find the right words. Maybe he can.
Weird Al Yankovic!
Homer, Marge wrote me about what happened. And as soon as her check cleared, I was on the first reasonably priced flight here.
Did you ever get the parody songs I sent you?
Yes.
Which one was better? Living La Pizza Loca or Another One Bites the Crust?
They were pretty much the same, Homer.
Yeah, like you and Ellen Sherman.
Now here's a song I wrote for you.
Diddy about Homer and Marge. Her heart was as big as his stomach was large. Oh yeah, they say love goes on long after the grilled cheese sandwich is gone.
It would take a man of stone with a funny bone of steel to resist that.
Through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land, I'm into discipline. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish fine, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699. We've been spending most of our lives living in an Amish paradise. A chin butter once or twice, living in an Amish paradise. It's hard work and sacrifice, living in an Amish paradise. We sell pies at discount price, living in an Amish paradise. A local boy hit me in the butt last week. I just smiled at him and I turned the other cheek. I really don't care, in fact I wish him well, cause I'll be laughing my head off when he's burning in hell. But I ain't never punched a tourist even if he deserved it. Amish with a tune, you know that's unheard of. I never wear buttons, but I got a cool hat. And my homies agree, I really look good in black. Fool, if you come to visit, you'll be bored to tears. We haven't even paid the phone bill in 300 years. But we ain't really quaint, so please don't point and stare. We're just technologically impaired.
There's no phone, no lights, no motor car. Not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's as primitive as can be. Then spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. We're just plain and simple guys living in an Amish paradise. No time for sin and vice, living in an Amish paradise. We don't fight, we are plain nice, living in an Amish paradise.
Hitching up the buggy, churning lots of butter. Raise the barn on Monday, soon I'll raise another. Think you're really righteous? Think you're pure in heart? Well, I know I'm a million times as humble as thou art. I'm the pious guy, the little Amish wanna be like. On my knees day and night, scoring points for the afterlife. So don't be vain and don't be whining, or else, my brother, I might have to get medieval on your highness. We've been spending most of our lives living in Amish paradise. We're all
back to Al TV. I'm very proud to say that today we'll be speaking with a man who has been a major force in the world of hip-hop, a man who has virtually redefined the genre and brought a new urgency and intensity to the music world with his insightful lyrics and dynamic flow. I've been looking forward to this for a long time, and it's an extreme honor for me to interview the very talented... I can't do this with a straight face. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Federline. Kevin, welcome to Al TV.
Thank you.
I guess I'll have to go kind of easy on you for this interview, huh? So, when did you first realize you had absolutely no talent? Too soon? Okay, I'll work up to that one. I hear you're touring now.
I am touring, yes.
Uh-huh. Why? I mean, after 9/11 and Katrina, hasn't this country suffered enough?
You know, I just...
I understand you recently got a new tattoo. Would you mind showing it to us? Oh, very nice. I'm just guessing here, but the F stands for, what, failure? You know what? That tattoo works on a number of levels, because it could stand for both failure and effing delusional.
Exactly.
So, I guess the big question that nobody really feels like asking you is, what are your plans for the future?
Oh, I'm probably going to pick up an inbox and put it on the back of the bus, too, so I can start recording and getting ideas for the second album.
For a moment there, I thought you said second album. Oh man, that's hilarious. Second album! Ah, you crack me up. So, how does it feel to have a closet full of wife beaters, but no wife? Have you given any thought to who you're going to impregnate and leech off of now?
No, I mean, we'll see what happens.
If you could work with any major recording artist, let's say one you haven't knocked up, who would it be?
You know, I don't know. There's so many people that I could see myself working with, you know, from Snoop Dogg to Busta Rhymes to even people from the past, you know.
Yeah, like Eddie Cantor or Beethoven? That'd be good. Hey, maybe we could get together and build a time machine like in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Cool.
Let's talk talk a little bit about your circle of friends. What kind of people do you like to hang out with?
I like somebody who can come up to your face and tell you the craziest thing that you've ever had told to you, but they're being honest about it, and they're real, and it's blunt and straightforward. I mean, that's the person I am.
Really? You mean like if somebody got right up in your face and said that you're an ignorant, no-talent, white trash, fortune-squandering, vanilla ice wannabe loser? You'd be okay with that?
That's pretty much the person that I am. You can hate me now and love me later.
Well, I guess that sounds pretty reasonable. All except for the love me later part. Seriously now. Seriously. For the record, exactly how much do you suck?
A lot, you know.
Would it be accurate to say that you're the biggest douchebag ever?
Yeah.
And your album is a crime against humanity?
Yeah, pretty much.
And your rapping sucks?
Right.
Yeah, and let's see, what else?
All my lyrics suck.
Oh yeah, your lyrics definitely suck. Thanks for reminding me. Really, I'm kind of curious. Is there anything you can do?
I'm a very real person, you know, and that's what I aspire to be over anything.
Yes, well, I can see that you're not a robot or an android, so it's nice that you've been able to achieve at least one of your goals. I wouldn't give up entirely on show business, though. I mean, you could always have a future in, I don't know, gay porn?
If I get the right role, I'm there, you know.
Oh, would you look at that? It appears your 15 minutes are up. I'm afraid we'll have to say goodbye. But thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on LTV.
A lot of people are wondering about the new look, you know, what it means, and that's not really the point. I've decided to get back to the core of what I'm about, and that's always been the music.
We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise.
The audience response has been, it's just been great.
Like a surgeon.
You know, as a fan, when I'm in the audience, I really appreciate it when a performer really reaches out and touches me on a deeply personal human level. You know, it's just, it's magic. That's what it's all about.
We ain't seen you around Burger World lately. So where you been, huh?
Oh, you know, around.
Want a piece of pizza? Think I got an extra piece around here somewhere.
No, that's okay, thanks.
Yo, ding dong, man. Ding dong. Ding dong, yo.
No, thanks, really.
Yo, eat this, man. It's good for you.
I'm not really very hungry right now.
Hey, man, what it is with you? You on some kind of diet? Is that what they teach you in that little sissy school of yours?
Back off me, man. Back off.
The question is, are you fat or what?
Leave me alone.
I said, are you fat?
Get off me, man. Stop it.
You ain't down with us no more. You ain't fat. You ain't fat.
You ain't fat. You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing.
Tell me.
you. Nice. Welcome to the second half of the show. Actually, we're going to do one more song for you, and I think I know what you've all been waiting to hear.
We all have cell phones, so come on, let's get real. We all have cell phones, so come on, let's get real. Cell phones. Let's get real. Let's get real.
And the in-flight movie was Biodome with Pauly Shore. And oh yeah, three of the airplane engines burned out. And we went to a tailspin, we crashed into a hillside, and the plane exploded into a giant fireball, and everybody died. Except for me. You know why? Because I had my turn and my luck. And my seat back in the full of right position. I had my turn and came up. And my seat back in the full of right position. And my turn. So I crawled from the twisted burning wreckage. I crawled on my hands and knees for three full days, dragging along my big leather suitcase on my garment bag, and my tenor saxophone, and my 12-pound bowling ball, and my lucky autograph glow in the dark snorkel. But finally I arrived at the world famous Albuquerque Holiday Inn, where the towels are oh so your soup right on the ashtrays of the wine. It's okay, they're clean. Well, I checked into my room, and I turned down the AC, and I turned on the Spectrovision, and I was impressed with that little chocolate mint on my room that I love so very, very much. But suddenly, there's a knock on the door. Well, who could that be? I said, who is it? No answer. Who is it? There's no answer. Who is it? They're not saying anything. So finally I go over and I open the door, and just as I suspected, it's some big fat hermaphrodite with a flock of seagulls haircut and only one nostril. Oh man. I hate it when I'm right. Someone in here burst into my room and he grabs me like a snorkel, and I'm like, hey, you can't have that. That snorkel's been just like a snorkel to me. And he's like, stop. And I'm like, give it. And he's like, make me. And I'm like, okay. So I grabbed his plate and he grabbed my esophagus and I bit off his ear and he chewed up my eyebrow and I took out the appendix and he gave me a lot of drink. And he said, you better believe it. Somehow in the middle of it all, the phone got knocked off the hook. And 20 seconds later, I heard a familiar voice.
It's Gary.
Do you know what it said? I'll tell you what it said. It said, if you'd like to make it home, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then call your operator. If you'd like to make it home, short, he got away with my snorkel. But I made a solemn vow right then and there that I would not rest. I would not sleep for one instant until the one last old man was brought to justice. But first, I decided to buy some donuts. So I got in my car, and I drove to the donut shop, and I walked up to the guy behind the counter, and he said, yeah, what do you want? I said, you got any glazed donuts? He said, nah, we're at glazed donuts. I said, well, you got any jelly donuts? He said, nah, we're at jelly donuts. I said, you got any Bavarian cream filled donuts? He said, nah, we're at Bavarian cream filled donuts. I said, you got any cinnamon rolls? He said, nah, we're out of cinnamon rolls. I said, you got any apple fritters? He said, nah, we're out of apple fritters. I said, you got any maple bars? He said, nah, we're out of maple bars. I said, you got any old fashions? He said, nah, we're out of old fashions. I said, you got any blueberry donuts? He said, nah, we're out of blueberry donuts. I said, you got any powdered donuts? He said, nah, we're out of powdered donuts. I said, you got any chocolate cake donuts? He said, nah, we're out of chocolate cake donuts. I said, you got any French crawlers? He said, nah, we're out of French crawlers. I said, you got any bear claws? He said, wait a minute, I'll go check. What do you have? He says, all I got right now is one box and one dozen starving, crazed weasels. I said, okay, I'll take that. So he hands me the box, and I open up the lid, and the weasel jump out, and they immediately go after my face, and they bite me all over. Oh, man, they were just going nuts. They were tearing me apart. You know, I think it was just about that time that a little ditty started going through my head. I believe it went a little something like this. Bow! Oh, get him off me! Get him off me! Oh, I'm okay! Oh, the weasel! Oh, no! Oh, oh. I ran out to the street with these flesh-eating weasels all over my face, waving my arms all around and just running like a constipated wiener dog. And as luck would have it, that's exactly when I ran into the girl of my dreams. Her name was Zelda. She was a calligraphy enthusiast with a slight overbite, hair the color of strained peaches. I'll never forget the very first thing she ever said to me. She said, hey, you got weasels on your face. That's when I knew it was true love. We were inseparable after that. We ate together, we bathed together, we even shared the same piece of mint-flavored dental floss. The world was our burrito. So we got married and we bought the house and had two beautiful children, Nathaniel and Superfly. Oh, we were so very, very, very happy. Oh, yeah. But then, one fateful night, Shelby said to me, she said, Honey Pumpkin? Sweetie Elbow? Lani Dumpling? Sucrose Nostril? Do you want to join the Columbia Record Club? I said, whoa! Hold on, my baby! I'm just not ready for that kind of a commitment! So we broke up and I never saw her again, but that's just the way she needs to go! For me, because the very next week I finally achieved my lifelong dream. That's right, I got me a part-time job at the Sizzler. I even made Employee of the Month after I put out that grease fire with my face. Yeah, everybody was pretty jealous of me after that. I was getting a lot of attitude. Like one time, I was out in the parking lot trying to remove my excess earwax with a golf pencil, but I see this guy Marty trying to carry a big old sofa up the stairs all by himself. So I see him and say, "Hey, you want me to help you with that?" And Marty, he just rolls his eyes and goes, "No, I want you to cut off my arms and legs with a chainsaw." So I did. And then he gets all indignant on me. He's like, "Hey man, I was just being sarcastic." Well, that's just great. How was I supposed to know that? I'm not a mind reader for crying out loud. Besides, now he's got a really cute nickname, Torso Boy. So what's he complaining about? So, that reminds me of another amusing anecdote. It does. You see, this guy comes up to me on the street, and he tells me he hasn't had a bite in 3 days. Well, I knew what he meant, but just to be funny, I took a big bite out of his jugular vein, and he's yelling and bleeding and screaming. Crazy Mr. Universe of ours. There's still a world.